It's allegedly a murder-for-hire scheme targeting Saudi ambassador Adil Al-Jubeir. U.S. officials say there were also plans to attack the embassies of Saudi Arabia and Israel. One suspect, Iranian-American Mansour Arbabsiar, has already appeared in court to face charges. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says a second suspect may be in Iran.
In addition to holding these individual conspirators accountable for their alleged role in this plot, the United States is committed to holding Iran accountable for its actions.
Holder says the Iran-based suspect belongs to the Quds Force, a part of the Revolutionary Guard Corps. The Quds Force is already suspected of involvement in attacks against U.S.-led forces in Iraq and aiding the Taliban in Afghanistan. Ali Reza Nader is a senior analyst with the RAND Corporation.
First of all, the Iranian security services, including the Revolutionary Guards, like to work through proxies. So other groups, whether they are Hezbollah or Hamas or Shia insurgents in Iraq or the Taliban in Afghanistan, they like to maintain some kind of plausible deniability and not be necessarily tied to spectacular terrorist plots.
Iran is widely suspected of involvement in the 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people, and it has assassinated dissidents abroad. But Patrick Clausen of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says Iranian intelligence has lately avoided such brazen plots because of the international fallout.
I'm not surprised that it was the Quds force involved, if these allegations are true, because the people from the Ministry of Intelligence are really too bright and understand the world too well to have agreed to such a harebrained scheme, whereas many of the people in the Quds force are really quite uninformed about the world outside of Iran, and might have thought that they could have gotten away with such a thing, and that if they pulled it off, that it would somehow help Iran.
He says if the allegations are proven, it will strengthen the case for sanctions against Iran and make it easier for Washington to convince other countries to take the Iranian threat seriously. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Washington.